What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
That's right. If it's your first time tuning in, this is a weekly podcast that we do. We talk about pretty much all stuff, manhood, fatherhood, husbandhood, if that's a word.
Yeah,
it is. It's a word. It's a word now. Anyway, it's coming from our point of view, two black men, we doing our thing, we making things happen, trying to make things happen, about to make things happen. Anyway,
shake.
If you got any questions, you know, if you got questions about one of those categories of manhood, fatherhood, black men or whatever, brothers, uncles, whatever it may be, ask us, let us tell it. Let it come from the horse's mouth. Anyway.
Right, chill.
If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. Make sure you go ahead right now, like, subscribe, and when you get done watching, share it, because you're going to enjoy it.
Hit the thumbs up button.
Hit it right now. Hit it. We're going to wait.
Thumbs up, tab,
you hit it yet.
It's something.
Thank you.
Huh? Hit that little picture, whatever it's called.
The tab?
That was a tab.
I don't know.
I say hit the button, but it ain't a
whatever
button.
Whatever it is. Everything on the phone is a button or whatever. And if you listening, you can watch this. You can, yeah, watch this on YouTube, on Tanksley TV. Called Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. You want to start it off with a segment? You don't want to look in your little toxic phone and find that your little toxic algorithm.
Hold on. Anyway, this ain't a segment, but I just want to share this. A friend of mine is 31 years old, young male. His leg, his calf muscle, he said it felt like a Charlie horse, and it stayed tight for like maybe an hour, he said, but then it slowly released, but he could still feel it felt like a Charlie horse, he said.
Yeah,
it
still feel like the cramp.
Felt crampy or whatever. So he said later on that night, the pain woke him up out of sleep. So he was like, he ran track, played football, been physical all his life. So he was like, this ain't a sore muscle or a pulled muscle. This is something else.
Yeah.
31, healthy. This man went to the doctor. He in there right now. He in the hospital right now. He's also posted this on Instagram. That's how I figured it out. Blood clot in his leg.
I was going to say, it sounds
and
like
several blood clots in his lungs already.
That's, what's that called? I had a neighbor that went through that.
Yeah.
He had to be on oxygen for like a week. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I can't remember. It's a term for that. I can't remember what it's called.
I just hit it, man. He said, don't go ahead.
Hurry up and finish talking.
Come on, man. Okay. So, this ain't a segment, but check yourself out. I checked my knee out because my knee was having pain, and I had some missing cartilage in it, but I still have this little strain in my calf, so I don't know what that is, and I'm going to see if I got some blood clots. But they did a CAT scan or whatever is this,
CT or CAT? Yeah, CAT? I don't know, one of them.
Yeah, one of those scans. Yeah. But they got like all these
images.
I guess they probably do give them the image, but it's like all these tabs all over his body. They probably show the image of his lungs, maybe.
Oh, he didn't have to get in the machine?
He got in the machine. That's what he said, too. So he was like, I think, felt claustrophobic.
Yeah, I don't know. I know somebody's going to correct. 1,000 people going to correct me. I think the machine that you get in is a
MRI.
MRI.
Yep.
MRI.
Yep.
And the CAT scan and CT, I don't know.
I think the CAT scan is
the big magnet that you get in. I don't know.
That's the MRI.
That's still that.
But I think a CAT scan is of the head, maybe. Anyway.
You're right. You could be right.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We got the internet.
We already
right
said
here.
It. We don't know.
Anyway, they found stuff in his lungs, clots in his lungs, clots in both of his legs. But this one in particular is like serious. Mm-hmm. So they say for 2 days he's going to be there. They're going to be thinning out his blood to get rid of the clots. So you feel something going on, something off, and you know if it's off. You know what I'm saying? I know when I'm sore from lifting weights or doing anything. Mm-hmm. If you feel off, go to the hospital, get yourself checked out.
Yeah, nah, that's terrifying. I had a neighbor. He had something similar, and it was one day he couldn't breathe. He had trouble breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going into the doctors, and they checked him out, but they didn't find anything. So he went home, I guess a couple of days later, he said, because I hadn't seen him in a while. Like, usually he would leave. In my backyard, he was like catacorner, so he lived on a different street. Mm-hmm. But he was like catacorner. Every now and then, we would kind of see, like, top of each other's heads and go around and talk. And I hadn't seen him. It had probably been a couple of weeks. And finally, one day, I was like, man, because he got old school cars and stuff, too. This is our first house. So I walked around there, you know, knocked on the door, and he came and had an oxygen tank with him. I'm like, dang. Hey, what's going on? Long story short, he went to the doctor because he thought it was a heat, not heat stroke, but heat. It's two different ones. I know because I'm supposed to be CPR certified. I can't remember that stuff because it's been a while. You got heat stroke and heat. The lesser of the, it's not the stroke, exhaustion, but the other one.
Exhaustion.
Heat exhaustion, maybe so. Anyway, so he ended up going to the doctor. They said everything was cool. He was getting in the shower one day, and he just remembered fainting. Like, he said he, like, just blacked out. Woke up in the hospital. Basically, this man died on the floor, on the bathroom floor. Like, defecated and everything. No, I'm sorry. He woke up. His son woke him up, and the paramedics were there. And he said he's all embarrassed because he's looking like, what happened or whatever.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I didn't play football. Like, it's an older man. He's a little older. Yeah. Did all this stuff all my life. What are you talking about? What's wrong with me? And that same thing. He had blood clots all through his lungs. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember exactly what it's called, but it's an actual condition that I don't know if it comes randomly or it takes time to build up. But definitely get checked out, people. Like, if you got something going, even if ain't nothing going on, if you ain't been to the doctors in a while, go. Go and get checked out. Go get yourself looked at. Any questions you got, go ahead and ask them. That's one thing, being especially a man, but a black man coming up our community, I don't go no doctors. Like, that's the dumbest phrase I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, go to the goddamn doctor and get checked out. Especially, don't be ignoring pains at no age. This man, how old is he?
31.
He young.
Just turned 31.
I know people, once they hit 30, oh, I'm getting old. You are young at 30. Yeah. You are still very young at 30. Don't be ignoring no pains and stuff. Like I said, I do when I'm working out, sore muscles and stuff. I don't do nothing. But if it's just a random pain, something abnormal, that abnormal like that, yeah, definitely go get that checked out.
What I've been looking at is the difference between a CT scan and an MRI. So the CT scan uses radiation, X-rays, and the MRI doesn't. But other than that, they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, the MRI uses, ain't it magnetic, like all magnetic and stuff? I know I had to get in the tube for.
It's magnetic.
Yeah, I had to get in that tube for my back. I got an MRI for my back, and that's whether they could see everything in detail. I know one is 3D and one's not, because I know there's – anyway, we're going to move on from it. Get checked out, folks.
Get checked out. Don't play games with yourself.
Yeah, I know people that's had, like – I always hear that from knee surgeries. Mm. I know people that's gotten – like healthy people that's gotten knee surgeries, and it might be weeks, it might be months, it might be years later from that surgery, like they end up having blood clot issues. Mm.
Doctor told me that too.
Did he?
Mm. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get yourself checked out. But we're gonna do another
part two
of the get to know us.
We ain't came up with a title yet. Yeah, we started posting these out of order because we had one subject that was current and we feel like we needed to hurry up and get that episode out before it wasn't relevant
a trending
anymore.
Topic.
Yeah, if it wasn't a relevant trending topic. So we getting back to the questions now. Getting to know us. You want to kick it off?
Or
you want me to go?
I'll start off. Let's see.
I did all that talking. You ain't ready?
Oh, go
yet?
Ahead, man. Yeah, you ready. My bad.
Okay. No, we answered that one last time. See, he got me going out of order.
He just said I wasn't ready.
What do you wish you had more of right now?
I wish I had more money.
I think it'd be everybody's common question.
I want more money. I need money. There ain't nothing else in life right now for me to money.
Yeah.
I don't want more children. I don't want anything.
What do you wish you had more of right now? That's what it says.
I wish I had more money or more talents that could create money, or talents that could bring me in money. You know what I'm saying? So, because I could get more money, I can have more money, but once it's gone, do I have the talents to generate more money after that? So I wish I had more talents.
Do you use all the talents that you do have?
I think I done used them up all already.
You ain't used them up.
I think they.
What was it? Gas? You ran out?
Yeah, I think.
You only get to swing a hammer so many times before your arm don't do it.
Okay,
no more.
I wish I had more talents, but I also wish I could bring the talents that I do have out more to generate more income for myself and for my family.
Got you.
Yeah. Out of talents.
Use them up.
Gotta go re-up on talents.
I would have to say, let me see, it would evolve around, of course, which had more wealth right now, like in this moment, like, or wealth period. I don't know if I would consider wealth. No. In short, I would have to say more wealth because, you know, money comes and goes, but wealth is like at long money. You know what I'm saying?
More passive income.
Yeah.
Generating income. I wish.
Yeah. Passive. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like a couple of apartment buildings that paid me rent. Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's an ultimate goal of mine too, y'all. I want to retire on some apartment, real estate.
Yeah.
Sit back and just let. $10,000 a month off of just passive income, that's fine for me. But obviously, if more comes, that's fine too. But to have an apartment complex feed me until I get on up out of it. I'm not capping at 10 because I truly believe an apartment complex could probably take it to 40, 50, 60 grand.
And that's just the first one.
Yeah, that's just, see, that's why I'm his friend, man. He keeps elevating me, man. Yeah,
now you got 40, 50, 60 of complexes. Woo. You talking about something different now.
Yeah, they bring a whole lot of problems, but it'd be okay. Folk know I'm bringing 50, 60 grand in and ain't lift a finger. Woo-wee. All right, that you were done with that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your apartment complex. Get you a rental. Get you some money. I'm over here talking to you and I ain't even looked at
this man right here. What do you wish you had less of? I'm gonna move on to the next one.
Okay.
You finish looking for your question.
Go ahead.
I was about to say at this point, I wish I had less taxes to pay right now. But if you have less taxes to pay, that means you have less money coming in. So I will not say that. I wish I had less. What do I have right now that I wish I had less of? Concerns. Nah, give me the concerns too. Worries. I will say worries. I wish I had less worries. And the reason I will say worries, in my opinion, worries is different from concerns, because I could be concerned about, like right now, I'm trying to upload this one of the episodes, the audio to one of the episodes. That's like a concern. Like, oh, what's that? I ain't really worried about it. It's just like, oh, what's going on with that? And these words might be the same, but in my head, they mean something different. I will say worries as in just as being a black man, being a father, being a husband, being a son, being a brother, even being a friend that some people rely on. Some things worry me. Yeah, I think about things, and it's like I'm always thinking 2-3 steps ahead in some situations. Yeah, even with simple stuff like kids getting on the bus, and I'm thinking,
what?
All right, now that bus breakdown, or you know, California's crazy. They on their way to school, it's like, that's a long-ass ride.
That's a lot of anxiety.
I'm not anxious about it. It's just like in the back of my head. It's like when my kids are at school, I frequently think of one if there's a massive earthquake and I got to get to them. Mm. Like, what's the best route for me to get to them? Like, we already have a plan for disasters and emergencies and stuff like that, like a family plan. Like, kids know what to do. Angel know what to do, depending on where she at. I know what to do. But that's my way of staying ready. So if something goes down, I don't have to get ready. So that stuff, because I think like that on a large scale, like, I don't, like, just focus on that. It's just like, oh, this, all right. Got that figured out. What about the next thing? So I don't know. Maybe I need to talk to somebody about that. I wouldn't consider it work. The thing is, I'm not anxious about anything. It like don't like work me up. It just isn't in the back of my mind.
Yeah, you should probably get that checked out too, man.
I don't think I need to.
Kids getting on a school bus.
I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm not
about
anxious.
The zombie apocalypse.
That's something you would worry about. Now, you hear about that one man down in Miami. He was chewing at his arm like, goose, stop.
This man, his kids get on the bus.
No, I'm not anxious about any of it.
What's that movie where the brakes went out? No, the brakes went out on the bus. And if it dropped below a certain speed, the bus was going to blow up.
It was called speed.
So that's the type of stuff you're thinking.
No. See, you took it to a whole different level. You took it to like terrorism or something. That was a man that was holding them hostage. He put a bomb on the bus, man.
That's true. That's true. Now, look, let me jump to mine, man. Yeah. What do I wish I had left less of?
Yeah, did you find your question yet?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it might be, it's on the same line as yours, it's doubt. I wish I had less doubt in myself because I overthink things.
Oh, okay.
Like, I see what you're saying. I can have an idea and then I'm like, oh, but what if, I ain't about to do that. You know, instead of just trying it out to see if it works, I sabotage myself and not even attempt to do it. I don't even fail at it because I don't even attempt it. I work my way up out of doing something before I can even do it. So I wish I had less doubt.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because I work things in my head. Because you want to know, matter of fact, people that are really successful, I feel like, are guys and girls that, oh, I like that. Boom. They do it. And if it stick, it stick. If it don't, it don't. And they just move on. Yeah, they just do it.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. I wish.
What's it? I just said it recently. Fortune favors the brave. Where they just go in and do it. If it works, it works. If it don't, oh, well.
Yeah.
The next one might.
I don't be thinking like
that. Jay-Z said a good one too. He said, I can't remember the question, but he said, you know, as far as, you know, being successful, you only need it to happen once. Like, you can try a million times and fail a million times, but you only need it to work one time.
Mm.
So just keep at it.
Keep at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine is, my question is, who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, I can only pick one.
Do your first one, and then if you got a second one, do it after I say my celebrity crush.
All right, I just do one. Celebrity crush. Let me see. I will have to say it's a few. I don't even have like a number one. I will go and say. No. Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
The oldest daughter on the Cosby Show.
Oh.
Or was that the second oldest? Y'all know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
She ages. I like her. People like her. Somebody like Angela Bat, they just age so well. Like, only way you can tell Lisa Bonet's age is she got gray, a little bit of gray now.
I don't even, let me look at who she is.
Here, I'll look it up. Who's your crush?
I was trying to find this lady's name. But y'all remember my crushes. Okay.
She
bad. Okay. Back in the day, D.L. Hughley's.
Hold on, D.L. Okay.
Hughley's.
The Hughley's.
His TV show.
Yeah.
The Mama.
Hold on. The Mama? Yes. His wife that played
his
on
there? His wife that played on there.
Hold on.
Trying, I don't know her name.
Because I don't remember that show like it.
Really?
Nah. Oh, that's Elise Neal. Elise Neal. Yeah, that's a good one. Elise Neal. Neil Long?
Yeah. But hold up.
I can go down the list.
Elise Neal, man. That show, I was like, well. Watch the Hughleys. With Elise Neal. I ain't never know that was her name.
You, it's a crush. You don't even know her name.
Nah, I did.
Oh, you D.L. know Hughley's wife. You on know. Real life? Nah, on the show. Which show?
Is that the only show she was on?
Nah, she's been on a few shows. Oh, I think she All did of some Us? Movies, too. Yeah, she was on All of Us.
Yeah, I like Elise Neal. But go ahead. You had a...
You have a crossover?
A crossover, as
like a white
celebrity.
That's
what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Caucasian woman. if I would think about a Caucasian woman, who would I think?
I'm going to go on and pull mine up.
Straight off the bat. I can't just... I'm quite sure there's one.
I got one. People don't be giving her credit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jessica Biel? Justin Timberlake's wife. She was a celebrity before. She was already a celebrity. I ain't seen how she aged lately. But back in the day, she was like, this white girl right here is.
She was always like the tomboyish. Tomboyish.
Yeah,
she is attractive.
Yeah,
I ain't know they were married.
Yeah,
well.
That boy done came up. She was in one movie. I was like, don't nobody see this natural body sitting right here. Like, I'm talking nice and curly. Looked like she ran track or something.
Yeah, Jessica Biel. You know what? No, I don't have a crossover. I love
Scarlett.
Scarlett.
Everybody likes Scarlett. Black Widow.
I like my black. And Latin women.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't got no crossover like this.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez would be my next situation.
Lie again. You got he don't want to say he got a white girl ain't there. Didn't nobody know.
Ain't got no snow bunnies in my clothes.
Lie again. Mel don't be watching this show. You can say
move on. Moving on. Next question.
Hold on. Was it mine next?
Yeah, it was yours next.
I know what your answer is gonna be. Mine would be the same thing, but mine's a little. I think it depends. Who do you feel most comfortable expressing your feelings to?
Expressing my feelings to?
Yeah.
It all depends mm-hmm. on what we're talking about. But if I had some, I would say my brothers, mm-hmm. one, and then it would be my partners, my little close-knit friends,
mm-hmm.
and then my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I need therapy.
Well, let me explain. Because
no, that's all right. You don't need to explain. We just accept that.
I have to filter my thoughts before I express them to her because I need to make sure I express them correctly.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because if I come right out the box with it, then it's gonna open a whole nother can of just bull. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go to my brother like, man, and he's like, okay, but did you think about that? I'm like, All right, then I get that.
Yeah.
I take it to my other circle of friends, I'm like, man, just that. And they like, well, you know what? I'm going through that too. And I thought this, that. I'm like, now, okay.
You got a certain group of friends you can do it with.
Yeah.
All your boys you can't do.
Nah, sir. All my boys.
The stuff you done told me, I'm like, don't you tell that fool nothing. Skillet, don't you tell Skillet nothing, boy.
side note. we have a rental house in Georgia. And we're trying to decide whether to rent the house to, you know, help our community out. Let's rent it to us.
Or trying rent to give it back to the community.
Yeah, I want to help somebody out. But us was a stripper. And I'm like, there ain't nothing wrong. She got money, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, help us out.
Yes.
I thought you meant us as in, like, as a people.
Well, yes.
Okay. I thought us was the name of the strip. It was like, what? Coming on stage next? Us.
Anyway, it was between her and some, it was between the stripper or the people with regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with the stripper, but it was the pandemic. Pandemic was just hitting. So we needed somebody with steady income, right?
Yeah.
The strip clubs were shutting down. People, you know, they were shutting stuff down. So one of my partners was like, boy, the strip club shut down, but OnlyFans ain't. Yeah, like, you know, she probably getting that work on OnlyFans.
Hey,
this
OnlyFans, like, making more money than the regular.
Oh, yeah. I was like, but let me not take this business advice from this here fella.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's out temporarily. Let me not.
But back to the situation, I have to filter my feelings depending on what it is through some channels before I present it to my wife. So, it comes out correctly, and I don't, you know, stir the pot. How about yourself?
Have to say my wife.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying your wife because you just being politically correct?
No, that's who I feel.
Oh, okay.
She's the reason I open up more now.
Oh.
Like, cool. Expressing myself, because, you know, I went a long time. One, not knowing how, and then two, not being comfortable. Like, I'm assuming that was one of the reasons, but... Yeah, like, so it's easy for me to go to her and express my feelings. However, if there's, like, feelings like an issue that I'm having with somebody, it comes easy for me to talk to that person. Mm. Like, I can tell Angela's, like, you know, it's, you know, Greg did this, but I'm going to feel equally as comfortable coming to you as, like, hey, I appreciate what you said about my ears and teeth the other day. You know, I grew up concerned. You know, I was picked on.
Kind of hurt my feelings, man. Okay.
but mainly, like, I feel like, yeah, comfortable going to, I'll put it this way. If I'm to the point to where I'm not ready to express it to her or talk about it to her, then I'm probably not going to talk about it to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's about her, then I'll bring it to her and I might vent to, like, somebody close that I can trust, just to vent, to let me relieve the steam. Cause, like, I know I can go to people who won't jump on my side automatically. They'll be like, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. you done? Yeah, I'm cool now.
So I think I can, like I said, depending on the situation. So yes. So if it's something me and my wife are going through, yeah, I'm talking, like, baby, I don't think this, I'm coming to her straight up off rip.
But
if it's something that I'm having issues with her or she's done something to irritate me, I have to vent to my brother, usually
so
my older brother.
Headed.
Yeah, so I can come level-headed.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
But if it's something like I'm feeling depressed or I'm down or I'm going to her.
You're going to go to everybody and your mama before your wife. That's sad. It's just sad, man. All that woman done for you.
Boy, I tell you. Baby, I'm coming to you if it's about something serious. If it's about you and what you done did to me, or make me, you done irritated me, I got to go vent, then I come back.
Yeah. That's like what I said a couple weeks ago.
You said what you said.
On me and Angel's podcast, I was saying that, you know, before I speak, a lot of times, similarly, I have to think about I have to think about what I'm trying to say versus what might come out of my mouth. Because I could say something that's like, I ain't mean it like that.
Yep.
But depending on how you say it, how you going to take it back? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, you got to filter it.
Oh, it's on you, ain't it?
It is on me. Let's see. Oh, okay. I see.
Ah, that was a good one.
What would you be doing if money wasn't a concern?
That's the one I was looking at. If money wasn't a concern, I would just be traveling and opening businesses. The reason I would be traveling is because I like to experience different cultures. I like to experience different people. Usually when we travel out of the country, I'll go to like the little touristy areas, but I like to spend my time where the people are. Like, let me see how y'all actually living over here, because that's where you get all the good experiences from. That's why I would be traveling. Plus, you know, traveling is just fun. Just take everybody. Everybody will know we're going to need the whole commercial airliner. Ain't no private plane big enough.
Yeah.
Delta, give me your A380. We're going to fill it up, and everybody's gone.
You know how you say you're traveling, just want to see how other people are living? You know how those people live in the Amazon and, like, those guys, like, they don't have clothes on.
Yeah, the ones where society hasn't, invaded, but basically.
Yeah, they ain't been
colonized or anything.
Tainted by
society and technology. Yeah.
Would you do that?
For a day or two. Yeah.
Okay.
Then man, take me back to the resort.
Yeah.
it's too much stuff out there to kill you. Everything kill the plants, animals, the insects, everything will slaughter you.
Yes.
Everything will. My skin ain't calloused enough to survive that. All right, my mama too bright skinned for that.
If I had the choice, nope. Y'all can bring them to me.
Yeah,
and we can try to conversate.
No, I do because I like being outside. I like being outdoors. I love the outdoors and stuff. I would want to do it for maybe a day.
How about the safaris? Right.
Uh huh.
I've seen safaris, and they don't have like the cage.
That's stupid.
Over the trucks, they're just like out in the open. You wouldn't do that.
Give me the 45-70, the elephant gun, maybe.
Yeah.
Again, everything out there wants to murder. Yeah. Even the oxygen.
Yeah.
The oxygen will go in your lungs and rip it out and show it to you before it kicks you in the face.
This man said the oxygen. I'm not down.
A 500-pound cat.
Yeah, I'm not down with that either. I'm not really down with the safari. I don't care if the cage is on it. You would have to, like you said, you would have to equip me with.
Yeah, I don't want the dude out there. No, it's fine. It's fine. No. And he got give me a gun too. I know how to shoot.
I got to have a gun.
You got a blade? Give me a blade.
Multiple people on that safari would have to have a gun just in case. Mine
blade on my ankle. I'm gonna look like SWAT rolling.
And you got to give me the go. Like, it's okay for you to kill these animals if they. Get on this.
That's why they don't get probably the tourist gun, because they'll just shoot at anything. I would in a cage. I would do it, like, because I would like to see an animal, especially like a lion, leopard, jack, something in its natural habitat just doing its thing. But like,
I would have to inspect the truck. Like, I would act like an animal on the outside
and try to get in.
Yeah. Just be pulling the hell out the cage, like, all right, he ain't getting
it. The thing is, you only have to be the slowest of the week. You don't, as long as you're not the slowest of the week, is you good.
I'm gonna be the slowest.
Senior citizen? Oh yeah, here, no. I'll go on they bus.
Mel will make sure we die
together.
She ain't gonna move.
Man, get caught us, come back.
Mel will squeeze and just be with her eyes closed. I'm like, let's go. She would make sure. Man, I would have to probably knock her out, pick her
and
up,
and drag her,
and then let the senior
get
citizen.
Her other leg. We can run it. She drag her behind.
Man, when she gets scared, boy, she gets scared. If money wasn't,
oh, I ain't done.
Oh,
see?
Okay, go ahead.
See, No, and then businesses, like, I would want to open businesses that I enjoy, and even if I don't enjoy it, businesses that other people would enjoy. Oh, yeah. As I always said, if I had the option to open up a strip club, I would open a male strip club because women spend more money.
That's true.
I'm like, bring them in, let them enjoy themselves. They will come and throw rolls of money versus
who would they audition for?
Who, the dudes?
In front of?
Women.
Oh, okay.
Tank, I just own it.
Come in, Tyrone.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what's your stage name?
Drop your pen.
Tripod, huh? Oh, whoa, put them up. You good. Next.
Tripod.
Next. What's your name?
Oh, man.
Do some crunches. Holler at me next week. Next. Nah, I'm not involved in that. I just own it. But it would be successful. I know it would. What would you do? What would you be doing? That wouldn't be the only thing. Not just strip clubs, but restaurants, everything, man.
Let me tell y'all, if I open up a business,
male strip club.
Zip his pants and zip. Hey, put it up. Roll it back up, man. It's too much. I said, what's your name? That's our last one.
Dang. I ain't even thought about no male strip club, but yes.
So you'd be like, hey, yeah, let me go in. Let me silent partner Tank.
Gotta be a silent partner. Oh, this man here, male strip club. Hey, okay.
Bringing in racks.
Yeah. I'm quite sure them boys and women spend the money, them boys be making that money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if money wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
What I would open up businesses. I would set everybody in the family straight, you know, put them on something. And it would probably be a business and let them work it. Whatever they want to do, let them work
Absolutely.
It. Get a trust and make sure the trust is feeding the family or distributing money when I'm gone. To everybody, like the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
But what type of businesses I think I would open? It would be like hotels, amusement parks,
hospitals.
Man, a hospital.
Hospitals and prisons. I always pull in money.
Yep. And I make sure schooling wise, we open up a prestigious black college teaching us all type of stuff we need to know, coding, because we don't code like that. We ain't into technology like that.
The coders, if that's what you call them, that I do know are all black, but it's still not in the field that.
We're not in the field.
Nah.
You probably need to introduce me to one of them, because I'm looking into coding.
Focus on just two things, all right, dude.
I would like to do tech companies, travel, and ensure that the family's good. If money wasn't the issue, I would probably be 200 pounds heavier though, because I got a sweet tooth, man. I'd be eating all type of stuff.
It always shocks me. I can't do, you eat the sweets that like, because you like hard candy, right?
Nah.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
When my sweets are like cookies and cream milkshakes.
Man, ain't nothing like some cookie dough. God dang. Cookie dough ice cream?
Cookie dough ice cream.
Man, take that to the vein. Give me the IV. Just skip the middle, man. Put it in my body.
I could be on a good diet for 100 days. I give it all up.
You know what I was tearing up? One of the reasons I couldn't stay vegan in June is at Ralph's, they got these ice cream bites. It's like in a package. It's little balls of ice cream. And they got vegan cookie dough.
Oh, man.
The texture. Man, I said, man, give me, man, when does this get shipped in? Just put the pallet on my truck. It's vegan. I was tearing them things up, man.
That's a business, like cookies, ice cream, donuts. Man, you can just set up shop, because even the healthiest person is going to come at least once a month. Let me get one. And then these donut shops here in California that's on every block, I mean, folk just be racking up in there.
Fatburger got vegan shakes. And you can't tell the difference between a vegan shake and a real shake.
Yeah, man.
And my homegirl to know was like, what if all shakes are vegan and just nobody knows?
That's true.
But my boy took me, he said, yeah, get one of these shakes. And I was like, you don't do dairy? He was like, nah, Fatburger got vegan shake. I'm like, get out of here. We rolled over there. He got it. I said, man, give me that strawberry vegan shake. Man, give me a, pour this in a large one and give me a large, make it large.
I'm telling you, they just, that vegan shake stuff, whatever, man. It's, I bet you it's more unhealthier. Is that the way you should say
more
that?
Unhealthy.
More unhealthier?
No.
Unhealthier?
Take the ER off. More unhealthy.
Ah, more unhealthy than the regular shakes.
It might be, but it was good.
We be knowing, I be knowing, I be talking wrong. And he be like, is that how you say that?
It don't matter. What's your next one? Was that mine?
That was mine. Right?
Oh, no, I picked it also, but you said it first. What will you be doing with money? What are your thoughts on porn?
It saved marriages, man.
Yeah.
It saved marriage. I'm telling you right now, porn is a tool to be used, okay? Don't overwork it. It's just like any tool you use it to. It's going up breaking, or you know, you just
something's gonna go wrong.
It's
gonna break.
Don't abuse it. But it's a nice tool. I done told y'all already. Tap your cucumber sometimes. You know.
Sometimes you need a little help.
Turning your
noodle into a cucumber.
Yeah, you got to do it because that urge gets strong, and sometimes you got to rub something out, thump something out, and you good to go. It keeps you in your place. You don't go out looking for trouble when you satisfy yourself.
Yeah, I agree. It can be a so to speak necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it ain't. It's like it's not something that like I've seen people. I've heard people talk. They be getting addicted to it. But I'm like, I actually know people that are in relationships, and one of them was addicted to porn. I'm like, I don't know. That couldn't happen to me. If I got it available, if I got the cheeks available right here, I ain't gonna get addicted to the digital version. I take the real version over here, the hard copy. I don't want the digital version.
But the addiction, I think, comes from, because I watch it, comes from the women or the type of sex that's going on. Because some things these porn folk be doing, your old lady ain't about to do. And you ain't even going to think about doing to
And they
your
probably
old lady.
Don't do when they personal life.
They don't. They just doing it for the show or whatever. But they do it obviously for the show. But if somebody's addicted to it and they want their partner to do something like that, and they're like, they don't even know how to approach their partner.
I can only imagine being addicted to porn dilutes the real version of having sex, because you got these visuals in your head of something that ain't that. Yeah, you got all these other visuals in your head. It's like, what does that do to you mentally when it comes time?
True, because the person, you might not even find your partners as sexy now.
Yeah, because it's so much porn, you can dial it down to exactly what you want or what you fantasize about, and that's what you're watching.
Yeah,
and if that fantasy is not reality, then what's it doing to your mind?
Goose.
I regulate how much porn you watching, okay?
Oh, it helps me out though.
That's what they all say at first.
Y'all want to know
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Man, this is good. Understand me now. If you rub one out, right, in the morning or whatever, later on when you with your old lady and y'all get into it, you're gonna last longer. That's it. I last longer because I don't rub one out, and I'm not just so excited now. I'm like, yeah, I got this, and I go longer. That's it helps me out in that way. Just a little, drop a little nugget in your bucket. You know what I'm saying? If you have issues, holding out, and you know, busting fast, you might need to rub one out before you get into it.
What if he can't get back up after you rub that one?
With, now, don't do it right before now. You got to do it. Give yourself some hours. I ain't in the bathroom. Ugh. All right,
come on.
I'm ready. My jump like,
ooh. Oh, man.
Be slack. Wake up. Nah, don't do it right before, man. Give yourself some hours. Well, I guess women don't. I don't know. Do women, do you have issues getting revved up for your mate? I'm just saying, like, usually for men, it's men oral fingering or whatever, you know, to get their wives rubbing, doing whatever to get their wives revved up. Do y'all prep for it before it happens?
I think a lot of it's mental for them.
Oh, okay.
It's like Angel tells me, well, a long time ago, she told me foreplay don't start in the bedroom. Foreplay starts earlier in the day, like the compliments, the touching, the rubbing. Mm. And then by the time that night comes, you know, she like the kitty's purring loud. It's like, hey, come on to it, versus approaching something. If she ain't mentally there, or, you know, her mind just ain't on it, and try to get something in, and just like, it ain't the same for them.
Well,
granted, we got a physical member to get blood into and erect, but you know, women, they definitely need that stimulation.
But that's like you're doing the foreplay as if, you know, I'm at home with you all day, or I'm not at, you know, what happens when I'm at work, you're at work, right? We both get home, whoever cooks dinner, put the kids away.
Well, it's not necessarily needed every time, I'm saying.
But what are you saying? That time where the foreplay and the little touchy situations aren't happening, you're lying in bed and your husband just, hey, or your boyfriend, hey, what's up? Are you ready? Does it click on?
You tell us.
No, I know what happened with me. I'm talking about with women.
Oh.
At that point, you know, is there something women do to get themselves ready? Or is it always, hey, man, you got to go down there and, you know, do your thing, or what?
Warm things up.
Because we can think. And
it don't take much for us. Yeah.
Women, can you just think of something and it just happens? That's my question.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next question. What's more important? What was that question anyway? How did we get there?
Porn.
Oh. What's more? Oh, that was my question. You go.
It was. I was like, God. Okay. This is would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to protect all the kids and family?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm set up.
You set up?
Yeah. Not that I'm like, all right, here come the zombie apocalypse, but I think now it depends on the zombies.
Yes,
it them does. 28 day later and 28 month later zombies.
Yeah,
ain't nobody surviving that.
Yeah,
or if we that do survive world, it, everybody ain't gonna make it. World War Z zombies.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't making it.
No,
all right.
Yeah,
it's gonna be down. It's gonna come down to me and whoever can survive with me.
Yeah,
if Angel don't make it or the kids, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, if it's like the Walking Dead, the, you know, Night of the Living Dead zombies, oh, yeah, we good.
Yeah.
We good. Friends is good. Y'all come on by. Yeah, we good.
Yeah, I'm playing catch in the front yard. Yeah. If it's those zombies.
All right, good throw. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I'm surviving those zombies. But like you said,
have target practice from the roof.
What you call it? I'm legend. I don't know if you call them zombies,
nah,
but them type things.
They something else. Yeah.
I'm not. We're not surviving that because I can only run butt so fast with my babies in my hand.
You can only run so fast. You only got so many weapons you can use at a time.
I'm good on the zombie.
Yeah, like it depends on the zombies, but I'm going to go ahead and say yes. What? All right, here's one. What's more important, science or art?
Science.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. Why? Why you say science?
I say science because science is how things, how you figure out how things are created, work, you know. Mm-hmm. Science. If you eat this plant and you die, this plant might cure you. How does that work? Why does that? Yeah. Why does this plant fight against that plant? Why shouldn't you eat this plant? You know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, science is fact. Art is expression.
Yeah.
Then you need expression, but science is, like I said, that's fact. That's actually before Christianity, science and religion was one and the same.
I can believe it.
Until actually, and before Christianity was taken from ancient Kemet, and then, you know, transferred into what it is today, science and religion was all the same throughout all religions. It was always one and the same. Then they switched it up in Europe, Christianity up once they got to Europe. Like I said, art is expression, science is fact. That's how I understand it when I compare the two. Art is not a necessity for society to survive. It's a necessity for society to have history. You know, they usually express the history through art, hieroglyphics and cave carvings and stuff. That's art. However, the science is, you know, how you maintain and have a civilization survive. I couldn't get that out.
I ain't about to help you.
Oh, yeah. I was almost had a stroke. Definitely. I would say science over art.
Yeah, science for sure. Because science, you need to be taught science. You learn lessons from science. Art, like you said, I think everybody has it in them. It's just something that naturally happens with your expression. You know, expressing yourself. Yeah. My question is, what's something trivial that you always lie about?
Something trivial I always lie about. Trying to think, what do I lie about? And what do I lie about that's trivial? That's a good one.
I got mine.
What's yours?
I always lie about farting. Always. What was that? I don't know. Was it? My little baby was like, what was that noise, baby? I don't know.
Who was that? Me. Get it in your lungs. Take a big whiff.
Oh, man. Since I was a kid in school, what was that? I don't know what that is. Trivial. I don't know why I'd be lying. Wife's be lying right there next to me. Feels the vibration. Was that you?
Ain't nobody in there with y'all.
Nope. That wasn't me. I don't know what that was.
What's something trivial that I lie about? I got one. And it's not even a lie. It's a thing. So when I was in school, we used to do this thing. We'd tell anybody talking. It could be a teacher, principal, somebody, you know, talking or reading. We'd be like, shut up, B. But we'd say the actual term, but we wouldn't say it. We would say it to where only the class we only knew. We'd be like, sure. Right? So there was this one dude in our class that couldn't do it right. He would be like, shut up, bitch. He would always get in trouble every time, right? Because, like, I don't know, we had a teacher. The teacher, he'd be up there talking, you know, something. You just hear somebody in the back, shoot. You know? So now I told Angelette, and when I imitate the dude doing it, she cries every time, right? So now when Angel's talking, I'll just be like, she be talking, I'll just be like, she be like, no, you shut up. Nobody ever hears me say it. And she be like, I'm like, Angel, why you talk to me like that, right?
Trivial.
She be like, shut up, punk. I'm like, Angel, I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about?
Next time around, y'all, yeah, I'll be like, shut up.
To this day, I'm 40.
Yeah, man.
If I go to Lexington, Kentucky and yell in the mall, shoot. I guarantee you somebody's gonna bust out laughing.
Class of 2002.
I mean, it would be, we would have like an assembly in the gym.
Yeah.
It'd be dead silent. And somebody saying something, principal saying something up front. You just hear somebody in the back corner, Sherman. and lose control of the whole.
But what I'm, the friend that didn't know how to do it, he just standing up.
Every time. Like, I'm like, dude. He would get in trouble every single time.
He might have been a little slow, though. He didn't understand.
Oh, so that's something trivial. I'd be lying about to Angel. I'm like, man. Angel, what are you talking about? Then she tries to explain it to people. I'm like, hey, why would I say that? None of this makes sense.
I'm using it. I can only use it on Angel, but I'm using it. That's funny.
Oh, she's going to tell you right back. You shut up, B. I'm
like, that wasn't me.
All right. Hold on. I had a good one. What's your favorite pickup line? Do we use that one? Hey, friend. I ain't got a pickup line. It's
not even a pickup. Yeah. It's just, you got
Let me scratch that one. Let me scratch that one.
Hey, Miss Lady.
Do you have any go-to flirting techniques or moves?
Go-to flirty techniques or moves?
Yeah.
Flirty techniques.
Or flirting.
Flirting techniques. It's been so long, but if I'm flirting with my wife, it's always the soft touch on the back, and then instead of like just removing my hand from the back, like just like the fingers rub across the booty cheek, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like just so softly, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's my way of doing a little flirt, and then we might lock eyes like. Yeah.
That's one thing about America. We could lock eyes 100 feet away. You know what's up. Mine's similar, except I just walk up and squeeze the butt cheek. Squeeze and ever so slightly lift a little bit. But then Angel likes my lips, so I'll just like softly like kiss her.
I think everybody know that about you, Angel. They was like, Angel might grip your ass back.
Nah, I don't play Come that.
Yeah. You don't play?
Mm-mm. She be trying. She do be trying. Yeah. I'm like, nah, back up. I don't know what it is. I got one. This will be our last one.
All right.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Man.
What's your favorite one?
Man. I honestly believe, y'all, there's some type of base or living civilization.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can't say a word today. Civilization. The V comes first.
It does.
Civilization.
Yes. In Antarctica, underneath the ice. I think there's what do you call it? A portal. What in the movies they be having? It's a portal.
Like a gateway to another dimension or something.
It's a wormhole.
Why though?
Why?
Yeah.
I give you my reasons.
I got to hear this.
Okay. You're not allowed to fly over certain parts of Antarctica. Like, you can't go. It's just for like you're not allowed. Whether it's your own plane, you're spending your own money, you're risking your own life, they will not allow you to go.
How do you know?
Now, because it's documented. Now, if you attempt to go, they will U.S. Army jets, top flight security will come.
I'll let you know now. I knew.
And be like, turn around or we're shooting you down. They use that same exact voice. Turn around or we're shooting you down.
I know there was no military base in Antarctica.
Oh, you didn't know, huh? Yeah.
See, y'all be.
Look.
Y'all wonder why I talk about this fool's algorithm on his phone.
Hey, man.
I should have never asked this question.
Hey, think about it. Why can't you go in certain parts of Antarctica. They won't allow. It's no fly zone, period. You ain't. It's not like they're saying, hey, don't fly over here because it's the Pentagon. Don't fly over because it's this. This is over here. This is why it's a no fly zone. They don't give you any reason. They're just like, don't show up over here. Then you have U.S. Army fighter pilots that fly over and say, man, we've seen some crazy stuff below us, objects moving this way, that way, faster than our jets. Hey, man, we're not alone. We're being monitored by somebody.
All right, X-Files.
What's yours, man?
Mine? I'm not
Sasquatch?
A
Sasquatch?
Really, I'm not a conspiracy theory. That's fake. I'm not a conspiracy theory person, but the one that I find the most hilarious is the flat earth.
Ah.
That I will laugh at people and debunk any type of fact that they try to come at me with every single time.
I don't know what to think about the flat earth.
There is no flat earth. It's like that's not how.
Listen, man.
Oh my God, I shouldn't have brought this up. What?
Listen.
What?
I don't know if there's a flat earth or
I
not.
I do. There's not.
But the.
This lets me know there is no fly zone in Antarctica.
The images that people post, right, and people say this is the earth, it's almost okay, let me get off that. This is why I'm like, they could be lying about anything. There's a video of these astronauts in space, uh-huh. In space, and they're all floating, right? And then one of the astronauts come from the back and they're like just regularly walking on the ground. Didn't realize they were being filmed. The girl just come in walking and everybody else like,
yeah, the green screen. Oh, girl's like, are y'all done yet? Oh, hey.
Everybody else like, and she walked back by, she walks out of the camera view. So I'm like, hold up. Hold up. Are you all in space? Are you in space or are you in a simulation thing? What? Why is this like this? And then, hold up, man. Hey, there's this astronaut story of these astronauts making it to outer space. And on the way back in, the ship explodes and all of the astronauts die or whatever. Come to find out, these half of the astronauts are still living. They can't find some of them. But the ones they found, one of them is just straight up like, no, that's not me. No, that's not me. This is like documented. You can look this up. I can't remember. But if you Google this, it'll come up. There were like five astronauts. Three of the astronauts say they were identical twins. Their identical twin died in the come on.
Can I get back to my flat earth thing?
How many twins have you ever been in one place together with?
All the time. Leicester, Kentucky, there's a bunch of twins.
But three sets and they all astronauts?
Back to what I was saying.
Yeah, man.
These flat earth people. fingers pointing the goose. All right, you know anything about planetary creation, if you want to call it that, or
science,
you will know that magnetic forms do not form a flat surface.
Mm.
Gravity is what holds us to the planet. It's a gravitational pull, which is a form of a magnet.
Okay.
Anything out of space will mimic what's here on Earth. Like if you take a handful of water and throw it up in the air, all the water pellets are going to turn into balls.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And the fact that you can get a boat and sail around the world, ain't nobody getting turned back toward the edge. Like, it's like, oh, you got cruise ships that you can go on a luxury cruise. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Norwegian cruise and mm-hmm. ship all the way around the world. I just don't understand where the whole flat earth thing came from. Like, it makes absolutely no sense to me. The fact you can get a telescope, the fact that our entire solar system is made up of balls of planets, why would ours be the only one that's not a ball? It's like, you can see it.
No. When you see planets through your telescope, they don't look round. They're just
it's a circle
just
facing
a
us.
Circle facing us.
So that's what it is.
I don't know.
That makes no sense. Okay. Here's the other thing. This is how this makes no sense. My dad got this extremely powerful telescope. Mm-hmm. We was looking out through it one time, and I'm looking. He was like, "Do you see that?" I'm looking. I'm like, "Yeah." He said, "What's it look like?" I said, "I know it's Saturn." He was like, "How you know it's Saturn?" I said, "Because it looks like a ball with ears. Because Saturn has rings." Mm-hmm. I could see a two-dimensional shape, the ball, and I could see the hoops on both sides. Mm-hmm. So as I'm sitting there looking, he said, "Keep looking." I'm going to zoom in a little bit. Zoomed in. I counted 7 moons orbiting Saturn. Mm. What shape out of hell is flat that has 2 ears on it with other shapes that are flat? So you're telling me there's a bunch of discs out in space flat that are never go sideways. The disc never goes horizontal to where you can't see it.
No, look, he could be lying too. I don't know.
I'm not. You can get you a telescope and look at planets.
We're not talking about Saturn. We're not talking about Mars.
Jupiter.
We're talking about planet Earth.
I could see Jupiter. Exactly. Why would Earth exist in a solar system and be the only flat object in the entire solar system?
I don't know, man. Diversity, man.
It's not diversity. It's the only one. Is the sun flat too?
I don't know. I haven't ever seen the sun for myself. All I'm saying is, if somebody lies to me, if I find out you're lying to me,
but that
everything
was one person
else,
that lied.
Everything else you say and everything else that comes out your mouth, I have to question. So now that this you're in space. Uh-huh. And everybody's floating and you make a mistake and walk in.
All right.
And there's no gravity. And then you have people that died on this space shuttle that ain't died on the space shuttle.
So,
hold up. What
so
are y'all telling
even,
me?
So
then
this,
you admit so the first is, man on the moon wasn't the first man on
okay,
the moon.
So anybody, what's his name? What's the actor's name that said he was seeking revenge on black men? I have a special set of skills, and these skills will get you back. Taken, his family always gets taken in every movie. His family, somebody in his family or one of his friends got robbed or something by a black man. He was going out seeking revenge on all black men. So that means he was justified because one black dude did something to one of his friends. So that means all black men is liars and rapists and attacking people. That's what you're saying right now. You've seen a couple of videos that people made, and they lied in those videos. So now everything is a lie that you see on space.
I wouldn't say they lied on the videos.
But whose videos are these?
These are like documented situations. Like, you can look up these astronauts that died and they have, right, and you can go see them in person.
The fact that you can yourself right now can go on a website and order a weather balloon, put a GoPro on it, send it up.
Yep.
To a point to where it pops and it comes back down. And the image that you get from your own camera is a circle, is a sphere.
Now, I haven't seen something like that. Have you seen?
Yes.
So now you believe in the videos you're telling me not to believe in.
There's too many videos proving. I just have science that proves that the earth is not flat. This is what I mean by it's hilarious.
So same thing. So why haven't somebody flown one of their drones over Antarctica?
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of not being able to fly over Antarctica at all.
Okay.
There is, you can go on Google Earth and look at Antarctica right now.
Look him. On Google Earth, I don't know if you ever saw one of those, it was one of those drug specials, but... No, listen. This man, he think I'm tripping. You are tripping. No, there was a, I want to say
conspiracy
one of those
theories, period.
One of those drug smugglers, they got in touch with the whoever was over imaging of their area. They planted thousands of marijuana plants, thousands of them. They took a picture when the plants weren't there, and they kept that image instead of the proper image. So for years, they were just matter of fact, it was on that TV show, but it happened in real life. And then somebody physically went out there and was like, "There's thousands of plants." But those, because they were using Google Earth.
Those images are old. If you look up my house that I sold 4 years ago, my truck is still parked out front.
So what are you talking? You can't use Google Earth.
So the military base on Antarctica was built within the past 3-4 years.
I don't know. Ain't nobody seen it.
Exactly. Ain't nobody seen this shit. You saw a video talking about it.
No.
People have seen. This is what I'm saying. No. Wait. We off subject. I said my favorite conspiracy theory.
Correction.
Is flat Earth. It's not real. I've seen too many images of a disc-shaped Earth, and I have too much evidence that this Earth is round.
Okay.
Just by flight plans alone.
So from maps and other...
Not even maps.
But what I'm saying is, if there was a map...
Time zones.
This is perfect for you.
It's not perfect because we way over time, but time zones alone. If you look at a map, perfect.
Why
if you look
is
at a,
Africa so small on our map?
Because that's how they purposefully made it.
To do what?
To make the app more symmetrical. Everybody knows that Africa is the biggest continent.
Don't know everybody.
Everybody
knows
that.
You think Russia is the way they got it?
No, I don't. I know it's not real.
Everybody else thinks Russia is huge compared to Africa because they want you to think.
No, they don't. Everybody don't think that.
Africa is smaller.
Everybody don't think that, man.
I guarantee you everybody think. Then why not put the darn map
because
the right size?
If they did that,
okay, what
the globe. The globe that you look at, that you can go to the store and buy, they did that to make everything symmetrical. There's too much proof out there. You can go and get square miles, and you can see. You can do the calculation yourself of just looking up the width of Africa and the width of Eurasia and know that it's much smaller. Europe, Russia, and Asia and all that is the same size as the United States. Everybody, people know that. That's not a secret.
People don't know that.
Okay. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all see my co-host. See what I'm dealing with. That's why I say we need to change the algorithm.
Don't believe everything you hear now.
I didn't say you got to believe everything you hear at all. But the outlandish stuff, sometimes it's best to ignore it.
I got to see the earth for myself.
So you believe it's flat before you believe that it's round?
I believe we've been deceived.
So you don't know what to believe?
I don't know what to believe.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in, family. Hopefully you'll be back next week for another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanks. You can find me on Instagram at Marcus N on the gram, Facebook Marcus N on the book. You can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's manshyt.com. You can go to the website, check that out. Goose,
you can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, and then you can catch me on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can go to my website, underreptmerch.com. Get yourself a crew neck.
Make sure y'all like, subscribe. Please share this.
Yeah, share it. We all need to see what's really going on out here in these streets.
All right, fam. Y'all have a good one.